Is Wormwood worth it? 2026. Robert here. Pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. Wormwood is worth it for the accessories and the made-to-order hardwood furniture, but not for everyone and not for every product. I've been buying gaming wood for longer than I'd like to admit on the internet, and Wormwood is the name that comes up in every, is this actually worth it, conversation. Here's my rule, the one this whole library is built on. If it didn't earn a shelf, it isn't here. Wormwood has earned a shelf in my house. That's not the same as saying you should empty your wallet for it. Let me be clear about what Puzzlewick is and isn't. We don't sell anything. There's no markup, no affiliate trickery dressed up as a verdict. When I tell you to buy something, the link points straight at the maker, and I make nothing if you click it. That means I can say the thing a salesperson can't, the thing a YouTube unboxing won't touch. Some Wormwood products are worth every dollar, and some are gorgeous overkill that a $40 box does 80% as well. Knowing which one asterisk you are, is the entire job. So this is the honest version. I'll tell you where Wormwood's made-to-order hardwood genuinely justifies furniture-grade money, where a cheaper maker like Elderwood Academy or C4 Labs gets you most of the way there for the price of two dinners, and exactly which buyer you are, because the gifter, the every-night player, the collector, and the streamer should all spend completely differently. All prices below were checked on Wormwood Gaming, common the maker's own sites. Anything I couldn't verify, I left out rather than guess. No affiliate, no markup, just which ones earned a shelf. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is Wormwood, and why does everyone argue about the price? Wormwood Gaming, founded in 2012 in Massachusetts, makes tabletop accessories and furniture out of real hardwood using what they call old-world craftsmanship, embedded rare earth magnets, exotic wood libraries, hand-finished everything. So the question is never really does it work. It always works. The question is whether the craft, the materials, and the way it feels in your hand are worth paying furniture money for something that, functionally, a toy could do. My answer after years of owning their pieces, yes, but only honestly. Wormwood isn't selling dice rolling. It's selling an object you'll be proud to leave on a shelf for 30 years. If that's what you want, the price is fair. If you want dice to land where you can see them, you're overpaying, and that's fine to admit. The price isn't the problem. The framing is judged as a toy. It's absurd. Pick the right yardstick before you decide it's overpriced. Wood choice is most of the price spread. The craftsmanship is the same. You're paying for rarity of timber, not better building. That collapsibility is the genuinely clever part. It's the only premium tower I'd happily throw in a bag. In the hand, it earns the money. GeekDad called the assembled tower furniture grade solid, and that matches my experience exactly. Disassembled, it's a tangram puzzle. Assembled, it feels like one carved block. Here's the honest line, though. Not worth it if dice go in, dice come out, is the entire spec. Both of those are legitimate ways to play. Buy the tower in a cheaper wood, skip the exotics if you want the Wormwood experience for the least money, get the entry wood. The cheapest version is still the full craft. If you'll travel with it, this is the one Wormwood to splurge on. Most premium towers are too precious or too bulky to pack. The magnetic breakdown design makes this the rare heirloom-grade tower that genuinely lives in a backpack between game nights. If you play at shops, friends' houses, or conventions, the portability alone moves it from luxury to justified. Where do the vaults and trays fit, and which should you skip? Beyond the tower, Wormwood's small accessory line is where the value question gets sharper, because the prices are friendlier and the alternatives are closer. My take, product by product, the magnetic dice vault is the best asterisk value in the whole Wormwood catalog. The trays are lovely, but functionally a felt-lined box, and that's exactly where a cheaper maker closes the gap hardest. The master vault is for collectors with a lot of dice, wonderful, but a want, not a need. It's the smallest dollar amount that still delivers the full Wormwood feel in your palm. Wormwood's dice trays are the easiest product to skip. A dice tray is a felt-lined frame. It's the one category where the craft delta over a cheap competitor is smallest and the price delta is largest. Love the matched wood if you're buying the whole system, but if you're buying a la carte, the tray is where your money does the least work. Put it toward the vault or the tower instead. Reviewers agree the match set is where the value lives. Go cheap and functional, or go matched and beautiful. Don't get stuck in the lukewarm middle. Are the Wormwood gaming tables worth thousands of dollars? This is where Wormwood stops being a dice accessory company and becomes a furniture maker, and where the worth it math changes completely. Here is the part I want to be completely candid about, because it's the crux of the whole guide. This is the one place where Wormwood's price is genuinely justified by the made-to-order hardwood craft. Against that yardstick, it's fairly priced and built to be handed down. But fairly priced and worth it for you are different sentences. If your game night is occasional or your group might scatter next year, you're buying heirloom furniture for a hobby that hasn't proven it'll stay. The craft is real. The question is whether your asterisk use is real enough to deserve it. Earn the table before you buy the table if the group holds and the room stays dedicated. Upgrade to the made-to-order modular or prophecy with confidence. You'll have proven the use that justifies furniture money. If the habit fizzles, you saved $4,000. The table rewards patience. Ready-to-ship beats made-to-order for most buyers, unless you specifically need a non-standard size or exotic wood. The ready-to-ship line gets you 95% of the experience without half a year of waiting, and at the lowest entry price Wormwood offers on a real table. Which Wormwood is right for the gifter, the player, the collector, or the streamer? Is Wormwood worth it? Has four different answers depending on who's asking. Sorting yourself into the right bucket is the fastest way to spend well. The gifter wants maximum wow for a sane budget. You'll handle these every session. You want enough of them that you're not precious about it, and the cheaper makers let you buy more soul per dollar. The collector is the buyer Wormwood is truly built for. The exotic wood towers, the master vault, the made-to-order prophecy. If owning the finest version of a beautiful object is the point, Wormwood is worth every dollar, and the splurge tiers are the asterisk reason you're here, not a trap. Buy the ebony, you'll love it. The streamer needs camera presence and durability. A Wormwood tower or table reads gorgeously on camera and survives years of handling, but a single beautiful tower, entry wood, on screen does more for your stream than a full exotic set the lens can't even resolve. Spend on the one hero piece in frame, not the whole catalog. The every night player is the one buyer who should mostly skip Wormwood. This is the one profile where I'd send most of your budget to Elderwood Academy or C4 Labs and keep just one Wormwood piece as the centerpiece. Daily use rewards, good and plentiful, over perfect and singular. An independent reviewer's take on the gift grade competitor Bleeding Cools, Gavin Sheehan, reviewing the Elderwood Hex Chest, wrote, "This is probably one of the better hex chests we've seen," and concluded that despite the cost, these are amazing chests, and this company went above and beyond to make them special. That's the bar the cheaper makers clear, which is exactly why the Everynight player and gifter have great non-Wormwood options. When does a cheaper maker get you 80 for far less? This is the section a store would never write, so here it is plainly. For a large share of buyers, a cheaper maker gets you roughly 80 of the Wormwood magic for a quarter to a third of the price, and knowing exactly where that's true and where it isn't is the whole point of an honest guide. Independent reviewers rate it among the best hex chests made. This is the closest 80% for less in the category, arguably it's 90. That's 80% of the function for a tenth of the top tier price. You lose the solid hardwood heft and the heirloom feeling, and for many players that trade is completely fine. Where the cheaper maker does not get you 80%, the made-to-order furniture. If you want the heirloom table, Wormwood, or a true custom furniture maker, is the honest answer. Nothing cheap gets you most of the way there. The smartest spend, one Wormwood hero, everything else from the value makers, you end up with more beautiful gear, total, than if you'd put it all into one exotic Wormwood set, and you still own a genuine Wormwood. Best of both shelves. Two products I couldn't price verify. I tried to confirm current pricing on Wormwood's EDC pen line and on Rolling Nature, but couldn't reach a reliable live price for either at the time of writing. So I've left them out of the picks rather than quote a number I can't stand behind. If it didn't earn a verified price, it doesn't get a verdict here. Final verdict. Wormwood is worth it, honestly, genuinely, for two kinds of buyer. The person who wants one beautiful heirloom object in their hands every game night, and the committed group ready for a real hardwood table they'll use for decades. The made to order furniture is the one place nothing cheaper comes close, which is exactly why it's the real splurge. Buy the right Wormwood for who you actually are, skip the rest without guilt, and put a beautiful object on your table that earns its shelf. Frequently asked questions: is Wormwood worth the price? For the accessories and the made to order furniture, yes, if a beautiful, lasting object matters to you. Worth, it depends entirely on whether you're buying a keepsake or a function. How much does the Wormwood magnetic dice tower cost? The craftsmanship is identical across woods, so the cheapest version is still the full Wormwood experience. How much is a Wormwood gaming table? Build your own modular tables are made to order with roughly a 6 to 7 month lead time. What's a cheaper alternative to Wormwood that's almost as good? Elderwood Academy is the closest. For dice boxes and towers, these get you roughly 80 of the Wormwood magic for a quarter to a third of the price. It's worth it only if tabletop gaming is a fixture of your life, a regular group, and a dedicated space with years of use ahead. But if your game nights are occasional, you'd be buying heirloom furniture for a hobby that hasn't proven it'll stick. Run a year on a topper first, then upgrade with confidence. Which Wormwood product should I buy first? It's the smallest amount of money that still delivers the full Wormwood feel. Solid hardwood, a satisfying magnetic snap, foam lined, holds a full set. Buy this to find out whether the rest of the catalog is for you. Does a more expensive wood make a Wormwood product better? No, it makes it rarer, not better. The magnets, the joinery, the build quality are the same from the cheapest wood to the most exotic. Buy the exotic only if owning rare wood is itself the point, which is a legitimate reason for collectors. For randomizing and reading dice, yes. What you don't get is solid hardwood heft, the magnetic breakdown design, or the heirloom feel. If those things bring you joy every session, pay for them. If they don't, the cheap tower is genuinely sufficient and you should keep your money. Who is Wormwood not worth it for? The every night player who handles their gear constantly and wants abundance without preciousness. For them, most of the budget is better spent on several Elderwood Hex chests and a C4 Labs tower, with maybe one Wormwood piece as a centerpiece. Prove the use first.